Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With that gavel, I have convened the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development for April the 16th, 2015. We are gathered for the purpose of work sessions on Senate Bill 269 relating to aviation fees and House Bill 5004, the Department of Aviation. And out of an abundance of caution, let me state on the record a potential conflict of interest. Once upon a time, a million years ago, I ran the Department of Aviation, and I am an Oregon pilot licensed by the FAA but registered by the Oregon Department of Aviation. So, with that, Ms. Naburko, would you begin the conversation?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, Representative Gomberg, and members. Senate Bill 269 is a fee bill that increases pilot registration, aircraft registration, and airport registration fees. The increased revenue will allow the Department of Aviation to operate at the current service level during the upcoming biennium. It'll provide additional funding to the Oregon Emergency Management Department and provide the required 10% match for federal funds available for airport capital projects. These fees are anticipated to raise almost $220,000 over the course of the biennium. They were fees for pilot and aircraft registration were last raised in 2007, and fees for public airport registration have been at a flat rate of $30 since 1997. Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of this measure.
Thank you, Ms. Naburka. I also feel compelled to put into the record a communication that I think all of us got from the Oregon Pilots Association. They were asking for an opportunity to be heard today. That is not our customary practice, but I would like to make sure that Ms. Rosenblum's letter becomes part of the record. So, colleagues, you have heard Ms. Naburka's explanation of Senate Bill 269. Any questions? Any discussion? Representative Nierman.
So these were last raised in 2007. Some of these are 50% increases. I guess I'm in danger of using a dumb question here. Is there a need for the money, or what's the need for the money?
Yes. Thank you, Co-Chairs, Representative Nierman. The agency has particular legislative authority to spend some fees on some things. And because they have not been raised for so long, the agency, especially in the case of the pilot registration fees, was not being able to provide the required level of support to the Oregon Emergency Management Department for the things that they're statutorily required to do.
May I put a finer point on it? As an airman, the modest fee that we pay for pilot registration assures me that if I am lost, a search will be launched. And that search is run out of the Oregon Department of Emergency Management. During the time that I ran aeronautics, they had a separate and discrete search and rescue program. We put it all over in the Office of Emergency Management so that all of those first responders can be coordinated. It is the best life insurance that a pilot can purchase at as inexpensive a price.
Good. Thank you.
Colleagues, any other questions? I would entertain a motion on the fee bill, Mr. Representative Nierman.
So you have a letter from the pilots there. Is that in OLIS? What do they think of this? Are they okay with these rate increases? Or?
They are grudgingly supporting them, grudgingly in that they are also asking to tax themselves rather substantially at the pump in order to pay for badly needed airport infrastructure. But they also, and I'm reading from the letter, as it is, the money raised by this fee is totally inadequate to the needs of aviation infrastructure in the state.
Okay. Thank you. No more questions.
All right. We'll do this one more time. Colleagues, any other questions? Colleagues, any discussion? Co-Chair Gomberg, I would entertain a motion.
Well, thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I would move Senate Bill 269 to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you have heard Co-Chair Gomberg's motion. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. We need carriers, and I would be happy to carry that. We need full and the House. Representative Gomberg, you want to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'll be your wingman.
Cool. And I'll take it to full in the Senate. All right. Wingman, I love that. Representative Hansel, you were out in the hall, perhaps didn't hear the call for the vote. We are just voting on the fee bill, Senate Bill 269. And I would afford you the opportunity to cast a bill, cast a vote on that bill, should you be inclined.
I'll cast an S for to move it forward. I had a concern on it, but I'm okay.
Thank you. Okay, so Senator Hansel recorded as an aye, but not binding him to a floor vote. Okay, so that concludes the work session on 269. I'm not sure I opened a work session on 269, so. I did? Good. Okay, well, now I'm closing the work session on 269. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 5004. Mr. Stuckey, thank you for your assistance on behalf of airmen everywhere. We're now in work session on House Bill 5004, the Department of Aviation. Ms. Naburka.
Thank you, Senator Johnson, members of the subcommittee. House Bill 5004 is the Department of Aviation's appropriations bill. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget of $9.66 million for this agency for the upcoming biennium. This funding will maintain current service levels in two of the agency's five divisions, operations and pavement maintenance. It'll provide matching funds and federal grant dollars for seven projects in the General Aviation Entitlement Program. And then the fee increase that you've just approved provides matching funds for federally funded maintenance and capital projects at Oregon's public airports and will support the current service operations in search and rescue and aircraft registration. I want to note that the agency has two capital projects that are not shown in this budget. Those are for capital improvements at the McDermott and Condon airports, and those will be heard by the Capital Construction Subcommittee in House Bill 5006. So those dollars are not included here.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions of Ms. Naburka? Any discussion? Representative Whitson.
I would just like to say I'm fully supportive of this, and to quote Mary Rosenblum, it is totally inadequate for this agency. I would like to see them have a lot more money than is being allocated here, but I am in support of what little we can get. We just should fund them more, in my opinion.
And I feel compelled to correct something that I said about the fees. They are supporting the, in answer to Representative Nierman, they are supporting what I quoted, the amount of the money raised by the fee, actually was fuel taxes that are in a different bill. And I just want to be clear on the record about that. But they are in support of the fee increase, and the letter will be up on all this. I want to be accurate.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, colleagues, you have heard Ms. Naburka's walkthrough of the bill, and there being no other questions or discussions, I would happily entertain a motion, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I move to accept the LFO recommendation.
Colleagues, you have heard Co-Chair Gomberg's motion to accept the LFO recommendation as presented in the April 16, 2015 memorandum. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Mr. Co-Chair.
Again, Madam Co-Chair, I would move to accept the LFO recommendation on performance measures.
And colleagues, those performance measures are attached to your summary. And I would be happy to entertain any questions or discussions about the performance measures. They, Ms. Naburka, they do not differ substantially from previous performance measures. Is that not correct?
Yes, Senator Johnson, that is correct. They're the same performance measures that the agency has used, certainly in the current biennium and prior to that. They have some, I think, good, both aggressive and achievable targets set for particularly maintaining the infrastructure at airports.
But, colleagues, I would point out performance measure number two, the percentage of runways meeting or exceeding approach surface standards. The most current results would be a failing grade. And one of the reasons is the paucity of money to support our crumbling system of airports. We, the state owns 28 airports. They are scattered geographically throughout Oregon. For the benefit of the new members, Oregon's involvement in aviation precedes the creation of the FAA by 7 years. And so we have had a long history of airports dispersed throughout the state. They serve a variety of functions, but unless we can figure out how to pay for them, they will continue to deteriorate to the point that they pose a risk management problem for the state, and some of them may regrettably have to be closed. So we have a motion on the key performance measures. Any other questions?
Yes, I have.
Senator Hanson.
So 5004. I believe it's an increase in aviation gas tax. Is that right?
No, this is the budget for the agency. Gotcha. The gas tax bill will come in a separate vehicle. This is purely the agency's operating budget. And the, by reference, the two capital projects that will go to the capital construction sub at McDermott and Condon, but you're not voting on those.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Any further discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Ms. Naburka, technical changes, if you would explain those.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So there's one amendment for the committee for this bill, and it adjusts the number in the printed budget to match the LFO recommendation. So it is a very small change, and that will allow the budget for the agency to be $6,178,432 in other funds, $3,484,014 in federal funds with 13 positions. That's 12.25.
The chair would entertain a motion on the Dash 1 amendment.
Madam Co-Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5004.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? The Dash 1 amendment is adopted into House Bill 5004. The chair would entertain a final motion on House Bill 5004.
Well, then finally, Madam Co-Chair, I would move House Bill 5004 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, colleagues. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Witt, we have just conducted work sessions on a fee bill for the Department of Aviation, Senate Bill 269, and have just concluded business on House Bill 5004. Given that you were attending to other legislative business, I would like to afford you the opportunity to cast votes on these bills if you would like.
Thank you.
Madam Co-Chair, do I need to suspend the rules to allow the vote on the work session we just closed?
Oh, you probably do.
Okay, well, but we haven't closed it on 5004 yet, so he can take that one.
We haven't closed it on 5004. So 5004 is the budget for the Department of Aviation.
Votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay. Thank you. With that.
Don't close yet. We'll get carriers and.
God, I'm glad somebody's minding the store here. Okay, we need carriers to full. In for a penny, in for a pound. I'll do that one too.
Okay, and I'll be your wingman again.
Cool. All right, and I'll take it to the Senate as well.
Okay. And if you close that work session.
Thank you. We close the work session on House Bill 5004 and entertain a motion to suspend the rules to allow Representative Witt to vote on Senate Bill 269.
Yeah, I would so move, Madam Co-Chair.
Thank you. Colleagues, any objection? Representative Witt, how do you vote on Senate Bill 269?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Naburka, I think that concludes our business. Colleagues, any other comments for the good of the order? Thank you very much. We're adjourned. Adjourned. Thank you very much. We're